Well, historically, as for the rest being, or the respect of sovereignty, that's something that is, well, the Westphalian system strives to sort of introduce this aspect of sovereignty, and well, the world has, in a sense, failed it. If we look through history, we can see examples in Vietnam, of course, Afghanistan, that those are deep cases of other foreign countries meddling in the process of another country. The question then becomes whether this can be justified or whether this is for the better good, and that is a subjective statement. I can't say whether it would be good for the Afghani people for the U.S. to intervene once more. We can see that that did not produce any positive results out of it. Maybe if we just look through the failures of these interventions, let's say, how there's a very long list of them. You could look at South America, what the US did there, of course, Vietnam, as I said, in Africa, there are long lists of these interventions in sovereignty. What we should instead be doing is, I believe, that still abiding by the Westphalian systems, is these countries should have the right to self-determine, and instead we should be, or rather the international community as such, should be trying to guide these countries, not through force or through military might, but rather through incentives and through education of, to some extent, towards a better path towards for humanity as a whole. But that, once again, a very difficult question to answer, and one that has been discussed for many, many years and many. I feel like currently what, well, ultimately what the best thing that can be done is to try to shed light on the wrongs and try to punish these wrongs through means that aren't, well, we could look through economic, sanctions and tariffs and stuff like that, and those are things that don't directly, don't violate the Westphalian system. Let's say refusing to trade with another country—that's your sovereign decision—and these are the ways that we would aim to punish, or how countries have aimed to punish these bad actors. They have, of course, not worked to a large extent. We can see that with Russia. I mean, they have been sanctioned for 2 years, soon enough, and the war is still raging on. Ultimately, I feel like the only possible solution can be a diplomatic one, and there needs to come a point where, well, these countries have to sit down and talk somehow. It's or we could wage war forever and waste money and lives and destroy even more homes, families, and cause even more terror on the world. It's well. As for China, I mean, if we look like their oppression of the Uyghur people, that's something that it's not possible to intervene in. We it's the community the international community at large has failed to address these issues, and it has continued to fail. The main vehicle of change here could be the UN as an entity. But of course, there are power dynamics there with the Security Council and the veto powers. So it's quite the mess.